McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British police have released the names of two of three attackers who killed seven people and wounded dozens more late Saturday in London. They're identified as 27-year-old Briton Khurram Shahzad Butt, born in Pakistan and known to authorities, and 30-year-old Rashid Ridwain. The third attacker's identity has not been released. The head of the Metropolitan Police, Cressida Dick, said an intense investigation continues.
We have hundreds and hundreds of officers engaged in trying to piece together whether anybody else knew about the attack or planned or supported it in any way at all. And we have been arresting people. We've carried out searches, a multiplicity of searches in London. And of course, we've been investigating the crime scenes. We've seized enormous amounts of forensic material of various sorts for examination.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence Monday expressed America's sorrow.
Our hearts break for the families of the victims and the injured in London. They are just the latest innocents to suffer at the hands of terrorists. Joining those who've died in Manchester, in Paris, in Istanbul, in Brussels, Berlin, San Bernardino, and too many other places, victims of barbaric acts of terrorism.
Thousands took part late Monday in a vigil at London City Hall to honor the victims of Saturday's attack near the site where the attackers struck pedestrians on London Bridge and then attacked people at Borough Market. West African troops are to stay in Gambia for at least one more year after intervening in January to compel longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh to leave. Some 500 soldiers of the regional bloc ECOWAS had their mandate extended. This is VOA News. Qatar's ruler reportedly is traveling to Saudi Arabia Tuesday in a bid to mediate a dispute that led Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, and the Maldives to cut diplomatic ties with Doha, accusing it of supporting terrorism. Qatar's Foreign Affairs Ministry called the measures, including a flight ban, unjustified and baseless. Middle East Institute scholar and former U.S. Ambassador David Mack said this is not the first time tensions have been high in the region.
When I was still in government, I was involved in some efforts to tamp down divisions and quarrels between Saudi Arabia and Qatar over their combined border, which had led to actual military hostilities.
Qatar is home to a key U.S. military base. The Balkan country of Montenegro Monday formally joined the NATO alliance 11 years after emerging as an independent nation from what was once Yugoslavia. A ceremony was held at the U.S. State Department, Tom Shannon, Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs.